Kirk is winning against cuts, but bigger struggle lies ahead. Roger Bradley, Wakefield and Pontefract Socialist Party. 100 people demonstrated yet again against the closure of the leisure centre and swimming pool in Dewsbury by Labour-run Kirklees Council. Kirklees Against the Cuts, who organised the rally on the 2nd of March, reported that their opposition had already resulted in 2 dementia care homes and 3 leisure centres being reprieved from closure, proving resistance can succeed. The ruling Labour group is in crisis. 4 councillors have already resigned, leaving a majority of just 1 in the council. The campaigners are considering standing an independent candidate in the coming council elections. If successful, independent councillors would have the deciding vote. It is right that the speakers at the protest blamed the Labour council for the cuts. Labour has failed to lead a resistance to Tory cuts from central government. No mention was made about what independent councillors could do if elected. They should adopt the policy of the local Kirklees Unison branch and back a no-cuts budget. The demand should be put on an incoming Labour government to provide the funding needed to reverse Tory cuts and invest in a renewal of local services. By linking with other campaigns and other anti-cuts council candidates, the demands for more council funding will be louder. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, is a banner that can be taken up to facilitate this. Socialist Party members will be standing as TUSC candidates in May. The campaign to save services in Kirklees would be strengthened further by linking up with the council trade unions also fighting to save jobs and services. Kirklees Unison has been pushing for strike action over the issue, frustrated by the union's regional leadership. Read more: protests make Kirklees Council back down on leisure centre closures.